This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Rust is a nuisance. It can ruin cars and boats. It can render tools useless. And it can be dangerous. A rusted-out bridge becomes unsafe. Corrosion can cause a pipeline to leak. Rust is also a huge economic problem. In his new book, Rust, The Longest War, Jonathan Waldman says it costs us more than $400 billion a year. That's more than the GDP of Sweden. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, David.
Jonathan, I want to start with a clip, and this is from a movie that you mentioned in your book.
Some of our nation's most important systems are feeling the full brunt of the enemy's effect, including our transportation, public safety, and military systems. So, what could this enemy possibly be? It's corrosion.
Okay, that's LeVar Burton. I think many listeners will recognize LeVar Burton there. How did he get into a movie about rust?
So the Pentagon's top corrosion guy, who's been in his office for about 10 years, has sort of ceded his role as the top corrosion crusader to LeVar Burton, since he's so into science and he's so well known.
And this is Dan Dunmire.
This is Dan Dunmire, the Undersecretary of Defense for Corrosion Protection. Technically, he's actually the head of the Office of Corrosion Policy and Oversight. And for what it's worth, his boss's boss reports to the president.
And rust, as you write in this book, a huge problem for the military. This is something that costs the Pentagon many millions of dollars.
Many billions of dollars.
There you go.
$20 billion a year. They've studied it almost to death. They know that corrosion causes Navy airplanes to be out of commission for, on average, a month a year. And they even calculated the cost per pound that corrosion inflicts on all the different airplanes they have. I mean, it's crazy that they know that.
Why is this something that we don't talk about or hear a lot about? This is not a sexy thing. I remember when the president was trying to get more attention on problems with infrastructure in the U.S., and he spoke in front of any number of bridges, but he didn't bring up rust. He didn't bring up corrosion. It's just not something that we tend to talk about.
It's true. I looked up. There's a database of all the State of the Union addresses. And if you look up the word rust, you'll find mention of the word thrust and trust. But you won't find the word rust. The president has called our infrastructure deficient, damaged. I think he's even said crumbling, but he's never said the word rust. And I think we think of rust, we associate it somewhere between cholesterol and hemorrhoids. It's sad and depressing and awkward, and we're sort of ashamed of it. And I would love to hear someone other than just the corrosion czar say rust.
How do we fight this thing? It's a whole new craft. What's the best way to keep it from happening, to keep it at bay, or even to just reverse it?
The Pentagon thinks of paint as their first line of defense. There's a whole mess of paints. Paints you can apply underwater, paints that are high temperature, low temperature, non-skid, stealthy, sticky, you name it. I think like an engineer, and I thought going into this that there'd be a technical solution to our national corrosion woes. And I think it's actually a cultural issue more than a technical issue. We've had the technology, but I think the solution going forward is one of addressing maintenance and thinking about the long-term livelihood of what we build, and not necessarily, oh, here's some new fancy alloy that nobody can afford and that is hard to manufacture in the first place.
You went to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. This was a place known for its steel for so long, and you accompany a woman, a photographer, who takes pictures of these old steel mills now in various states of dilapidation. She takes pictures of rust, and indeed the cover of your book is quite beautiful. What does rust tell us about the state of the economy, or what do we associate with rust, do you think?
It's funny, only in Bethlehem did they associate rust with money, because while the steel plant was operating, rust dust would settle all over town on people's windshields, and the steelworkers swear they could tell by how thick that layer was how big their paychecks would be. But the steelworks shut down in 95, and now, I guess in sort of an homage to the steelworks, people call it shuttered and decayed and dying and sad, and you know, there's pigeons all over the place, and it's not inspiring, but this woman sees rust as so magical, kind of this earthly force that does unexpected things, and she captures vivid colors, and she says, wow, look at nature go.
Jonathan Waldman is the author of Rust, The Longest War. Jonathan, thanks.
Thanks, David.
You can read an excerpt from Rust, The Longest War on our website, marketplace.org.